55 to 58, which can be found on page 1100 in the Church Bibles. The Stoning of Stephen. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. "Look," he said, "I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this they covered their ears, and yelling at the tops of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city, and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. This is the word of the Lord.
Reading can be found, the second reading, on page 1082. And it's taken from Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 to 14. And as Jesus comforts his disciples, and Jesus the way to the Father. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Spirit, in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it."
Prayer for Ian. Lord, we just thank you for the words that you put on Ian's heart this week to bring to us. Just open our hearts and minds to receive what God wants to give to us, each one of us, this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Vaughan and Leon, for reading to us. With the greatest respect, I think you may have heard enough this week about the King and the coronation. We're going to hear a bit more this afternoon, and even have a little 15-minute service at 3 o'clock in here about all that. But I thought for this morning, I thought I'd give us just a little bit of a break from that subject and that theme, and just look for a change at the normal readings for the fifth Sunday of Easter. And as I read them, the stoning of Stephen and Jesus comforting his disciples, I thought I'd focus on the intriguing question of what actually happens when we die. And my answer that I came to was that it's all about Jesus. Our first reading that Vaughan read, the story of the first martyr for the Christian faith, after, of course, Jesus himself, was the deacon Stephen. And as they stoned him, just after the bit Vaughan read, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then he fell on his knees and cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep, which is the New Testament metaphor for dying. So Stephen's quoting the words of Jesus at the point of death. And as Vaughan read, he saw Jesus welcoming him into glory. Jesus, in other words, has gone before us. That's why Jesus said, "I am the way." He is the pathfinder, and indeed he himself is the path. And Stephen, in his death, made that very, very plain. Last Sunday, I heard one preacher speaking about Jesus' own saying, "I am the gate of the sheep." Perhaps you know that the stone-walled sheepfold, roughly a square, but it had a single opening at the front. And the shepherd, at night time to keep the sheep safe, the shepherd would sit or lie right in the opening there, across the opening, to keep the sheep in and to keep the wolves out. Any sheep wanting to get into the sheepfold to safety and to home and so on, well, there's only one way in. You have to go via the shepherd. So it's the same message in Jesus' parable and in Stephen's death. Only by Jesus do you come to heaven, to salvation, to eternal life, to the kingdom, and to God himself. That's why in the early years of Christian faith, in the Acts of the Apostles, where the story of Stephen is found, our faith was not really called Christianity at that point. They called it the Way. That was the sort of the title, if you like, for the early Christians. And if you asked, well, what is the way then? There was only one answer: Jesus. So what would it be like then to die? Well, of course, it depends on how it happens. Woody Allen said, "I'm not afraid of death. I just don't want to be there when it happens." Fair enough. Well, for Jesus, and indeed for Stephen himself, there was pain, without a doubt, physical pain of being hurt, and actually mental and emotional pain of being rejected by your own people. But also, for both Stephen and Jesus, there was a sense of going to a better life beyond. The Salvation Army call it being promoted to glory. I love that phrase. Being the Salvation Army, it's all in military terms, isn't it? Promotion. You're going up a level to glory. As I said 2 weeks ago, Jesus describes dying as falling asleep. It's a lovely metaphor, I think. And the New Testament writers take that up, that phrase, as a very helpful phrase for Christians. We often say of people who've died, "Rest in peace," don't we? R.I.P. And then Christians add the phrase, "and rise in glory." And that reminds us, I think, that there are two stages to this. A resting after we die, a bit like being asleep, not conscious of the passing of time. Being with Jesus, resting in peace, perhaps dreaming, being in heaven. Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And Stephen, perhaps using similar phrasing, Stephen said, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And then the second phrase, when Jesus returns at the second coming, a resurrection of the people of God to eternal life, rising in glory. So resting in peace and rising in glory. Hospices and Christian nurses who see patients dying, they do say that Christian faith of itself doesn't always remove the fear of death. You may know Jesus personally, but many Christians still admit to fear of dying, fear of the unknown. Well, that's human. That's nothing to be ashamed of, I think. Many people are afraid of the process of dying, the pain, the degradation, the indignity that may be a part of dying. Well, that's all fair enough. But do know and remember that as in life, Jesus is there with you. He knows. He's been through this himself. He may not have had in his earthly life exactly the same life experiences that you and I have had. But nevertheless, there is no power of temptation. There's no level of pain on earth that has not come to him also. He knows, and he stands with you. So the story of Stephen, I think, is a good one to read and reflect on. Stephen gives us a good example of a Christian way to die, following Jesus. Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And again, Stephen said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them, just as Jesus forgave his killers. And as Stephen died, he saw Jesus ready to receive his spirit in heaven. When we look at our second reading, Jesus himself comforts his disciples, his friends and followers. This is actually a very familiar reading at funerals because it speaks most directly about what happens when we die. Jesus' own assurance, telling us to trust in God and to trust in Jesus himself and not to let our hearts be troubled. Jesus says he will personally prepare us a place in God's house and he will escort us there personally. He'll come back to be with us and to take us to be with God. No wonder Jesus comforts his disciples with those words. Not to worry, not to be troubled, not to be anxious, but to turn to him and to trust in him. So how do we find our way home? Well, Jesus explains to Thomas that he, Jesus himself, is the way. It's that same message again, isn't it? This is why Jesus is the gate to the sheepfold, the only way in. This is what Stephen believed, and indeed what Stephen experienced as he died. So if you ask, what happens when we die? The answer, quite simply, is that it's all about Jesus.
Thank you, Ian. It's just a short prayer, really. I think, Lord, just help each one of us to be on that right road, to be on the way that Jesus wants us to be on, so that we do find that gate. Lord, just open our hearts to see where and be where there are pitfalls, where there are turnings we should avoid. Lord, just help us to be on that right road to you. Amen.